Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Grover Hartley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison strikes out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Whitehill. Fonseca moves to third. Averill moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Averill scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and moves to third. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jamieson hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is called out on strikes. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Fonseca scores. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartley hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitehill moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heilman tags and moves to third. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up towards short. Scubble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Geringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scubble strikes out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitehill moves to third. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman, who is chasing the ball. Tavner reaches third base with a triple. Morgan scores. It's 5-0, Indians. George Smith now pitching. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Tavner scores. Miller moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman moves to third. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heilman scores. McManus moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scubble hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for George Smith. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lind fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Augie Prudhomme now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fonseca strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman, who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Indians. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. Rice bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Prudhomme fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. One out. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scubble hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea pinch hits for Augie Prudhomme. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Emil Adey now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Hartley and he is safe. Rice steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 4 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Rice scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-4 Indians. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.